And we turn now to some sad news. Out of the state's highest court, the Supreme Judicial Court, Chief Justice Ralph Gantz has died. The court announced his death in a statement just this afternoon. He was 65 years old. Justice Gantz suffered a heart attack earlier this month. Here with us to react to this news is WBUR legal analyst Nancy Gertner, who's also a retired federal judge and senior lecturer at Harvard Law School. Welcome, Judge Gertner.
Thank you.
I'm sorry it's under these circumstances. I want to ask you your reaction to the news.
I react on a personal level and a professional level. On the personal level, Ralph and I have been friends for over 20 years when he was an assistant United States attorney, when he was on the Superior Court, when he was a justice of the Supreme Judicial Court. He was a dear, dear friend, as was his family. So part of me is reeling from this on a personal level. In addition, the Supreme Judicial Court doesn't get covered with the same attention as the U.S. Supreme Court, and it should, because most of the justice that people experience comes through the state courts and in Massachusetts as well through the leadership of the Supreme Judicial Court. He was...
Judge Gert.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
He was an exceptional judge. I just wrote last week about his initiative to study racial disparities in the trial court system, which was a gutsy and significant thing to do. In addition, he's responsible for the groundbreaking decisions of the Supreme Judicial Court. I mean, this is an unimaginable loss, just an unimaginable loss.
Well, I want to take a minute both to tell you how sorry I am that you lost a friend and to note that that news just happened and you're willing to remember him with us here, and I appreciate that. What makes a great judge? I know you feel Judge Gantz was a great judge. Tell us about that and what kind of person he was.
Well, what makes a great judge is a judge willing to engage with issues, no matter, willing to get to the bottom of issues, to really deal with them in depth. Just last week, he issued a decision requiring the district attorney to turn over testimony of two police officers who had lied about the use of force on a defendant. It was before the grand jury. They came. The people who had lied on their reports had gone to the SJC to seek to keep their information confidential. And in his decision, he said, "This is critical information. It has to be able to be shared with other defendants. Other defendants need to know that these officers lied on the use of force." It was another groundbreaking, thoughtful decision that in fact garnered all of the judges on the court. So he was not afraid to engage with issues. I believe you covered his decision about whether state court officers and state and Commonwealth police officers could arrest under an ICE detention warrant.
Yeah.
And so he was prepared to look at the major issues of the day and to decide wherever they went in thoughtful and careful decisions. And then as the Chief Justice of a court, he has to deal with his colleagues who may be of very different persuasions and very different backgrounds. And he was a gentle and persuasive leader. There were no, major divisions on this court. They simply did their job and they did it well. And then on, go on. I can keep on going. You should interrupt.
Well, listen, in our last minute, I just want to ask you, you've talked about the importance of this court just now. What does Judge Gantz's loss mean for the Supreme Judicial Court?
Well, it's loss of a leadership. He was a Deval Patrick appointee. And with his loss, Governor Baker now can replace almost the entire court. I think he actually will be replacing the entire court. And he has to replace this is a judge that is irreplaceable, but he needs to find people of this kind of quality and this kind of stature.
That's WBUR legal analyst Nancy Gertner, who's also a retired federal judge and senior lecturer at Harvard Law School. Judge Gertner, thank you, and I'm sorry again for your loss.
Thank you very much.
Judge Gertner was helping us remember Chief Justice Ralph Gantz, who of the Supreme Judicial Court. The court announced his death in a statement this afternoon. He was 65.